to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go harder. Just dig deeper inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive. Just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, tapping into your higher self. And shout out to all y'all listeners, man. Y'all are dope. Y'all are fantastic. And we just appreciate the listenership going through the roof, man. And as always, we got some dope fire topics. And I got my cousin back, my popular demand, because this is what the people want. Give it to
Send
him.
Give it to him.
Give it to him.
You want to see more than send the money. Send
That's a
the
fact.
Money.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So I got my cousin Tanika Sadiku. What's up, cuz?
What up, sir? What up, what up?
Everything is amazing, man. Look, we blessed and highly favored. You know what I'm saying? So
always.
This is dope. This is dope. So today, you know, we always pick these topics that are a bit spicy because we know that people get very involved in these things. So we have two in one today. So the first one that we have that we're going to talk about topic is, and I quote, should you tell your partner if an ex reaches out? So once again, the topic is, should you tell your partner if an ex reaches out? So it's an interesting topic.
Yes.
I've heard different perspectives on this, right?
Yeah.
So I want to hear yours to start. How do you feel about this?
I mean, I think that this can be very harmless, but depending on the circumstance or the situation that you and the ex had prior or you and your current person have, this could blow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that either someone's going to think I'm jealous because of the relationship, because maybe you had a stronger connection with that person, or does that person still have feelings for you? Can they take you from me? Or are you going to compare? Or I don't give a damn. I'm better than them anyway. You know what I mean? There's so many different ways of looking at this.
Yeah, this it's a lot of layers to this, man. So I guess the first thing to establish is what type of relationship you are in. Because like, if you're in a relationship where you guys communicate on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and you have a healthy relationship where you can talk about different things,
yeah,
I think that it's personally, I think it's good to mm-hmm. communicate that. I only say that because you never want to put your partner in a situation where they're in the dark and they don't yeah. know, right, that there's this potential threat, right, that's
yep.
you know, looming,
yeah,
and reaching out for whatever reason, right?
Sure.
You know, I don't know, like, and this is just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people. I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of family. I don't know, as far as from a male perspective, I don't know any men who are quote unquote just cool with their exes, right? Especially exes that they were sexually involved with. You know, the only guys that do that are guys that feel that they lost something and they want to get it back. Right? You know, and that's just what it is. Like, you know, like guys, once they're intimate with a woman, they always feel like they have the propensity to get that back.
Yes. Yes.
You know, even yes. if it's not true, they just feel like I had you and I can have you again.
Yes.
And sometimes they want to test the waters. It might be nighttime. They left the club. They drunk. They feeling saucy.
Yep.
All the other women in their phone is curving them because they know they a bum. And they going to try you to see if you'll respond.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the danger within that, even entertaining that nonsense. It's like, you got to shut it down at the gate. And I think so too, like, you know, and you could talk from a woman's perspective, but I feel like a lot of times, because I've heard females say like, well, you know, I won't tell my boyfriend because he's crazy. I won't tell my husband because he's crazy. Right?
Because that male intuition kicking in, like something don't sound right here.
Right. And it's bullshit at the end of the day, because it's like, all right, you're saying it as if you're protecting the man that you're with. So you want to shield him from this bullshit. But at the same time, like, keep it a band. Like, that's low-key stroking your ego as a woman, too. Like, oh, a man still wants
absolutely
interested in me. Like, oh, I still got it. And you ain't got shit, but a, right. And you don't have shit but a dude that's horny and wants to see if you still let him beat. Even though you knew it didn't work out before and you know he's still a bum, but you're still entertaining him. So who's the dummy?
Also, I hear you, but let's also tap into the perspective of listening and understanding that a lot of times.
1 point for the men. Yeah. Make some noise for the men.
Hey, you get that. But you also coming from a whole man who's not from a whole man who's a whole person who's not trying to get that old thing back with somebody.
Exactly. Once it's done, it's done. Like, I'm not and let me just say this, man. And men and women got
to realize. But let's be real though, because I got some exes I'm still cool with. But it's out
of
boredom. No offense.
Wait,
it's out of boredom.
Yes,
of boredom.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so you got basically two people who are toxic on some level. You got the dude who's still horny who wants to see if he still got it. You got the chick who, you know, for whatever reason, she wants to feel like she, you know, that strokes her ego. There's a man, quote unquote, that's showing interest in me, but all she want to do is beat. So it's like a toxic exchange on both levels. And just for me personally, like, whatever it was, then it was that. Yeah. So every ex that I ever had is an ex for a reason. Yeah. So I'm not going to go back to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me,
you had a hiatus, sir. You've been out the game for damn near all our lives.
Yeah, but check it out. No, but I'm just keeping it in perspective, right? Why go back to what wasn't working? You understand what I'm saying to you?
Like, but sometimes people go back and they are able to make it work. Because sometimes a little bit of time has passed. People get to miss each other. They get to rewind and figure out where they went wrong. And then it's like, it's a whole new situation. And then it's like, the person became who they wanted them to be in the relationship. There's so many people that go back. I have a bunch of brides that I do that was with that person 5 years ago, left them, figured things out, got together one night or went on a date or something. The person was a completely different person. And now they're getting married. So it's very catch-22.
It can happen. But
some people are cool with being friends with their exes. My exes that I'm friends with, it's only like two or three. And that's just because we bored. All of us are single. We talk, we laugh, we joke, we hang out from time to time, but it's because we're bored. And they know that. I'm single.
So if they tried to push up, would you shut it down? Like, hey, we're friends, man. Or if y'all drunk and it's late and y'all both single, y'all still going to do what y'all do?
I mean, we grown up.
Oh, man.
But again, but then that goes into the perspective. You bored. That's why you should leave that door open.
Wait, case in point. That's what I'm saying. And that's exactly what I'm saying. When people entertain that nonsense, there's something wrong.
Yes.
Right, there's something wrong, right? Because if you're entertaining what was dysfunction at one point, there's something wrong. Because the fact that you didn't completely close that door, like, shows that there's something lacking there, right? And a dog is going to be a dog, a pig is going to be a pig, a snake is going to be a snake. See, if you knew the dude wasn't shit when you was with him, but you're still entertaining him on some level, that actually says more about you than it does about the guy.
Of course.
Right? But like, where's your self-esteem? Where's your self-worth to where you don't completely close that door and say, listen, yeah, I want better.
That's true.
Right? I always talk about access because access is important. When you get somebody, like, even the most basic transaction, if you go to the store, what do they do? When you're at the register, that's when they're going to try to upsell you. So they say, hey, are you a rewards member?
Yeah.
And then you tell them, hell no. And they're like, oh, let me get your email.
No email. You're not getting my email on my
right.
number.
Right. They want your email. Why? They want access to you. You know what I'm saying? And then if you fuck up and you give it to them, and let's say that consistently they spamming you, what do? You unsubscribe. Right? So it's the same thing with relationships. If you know what this person is about, you know the toxicity, why haven't you unsubscribed completely from this person?
But let's be real. I hear you, and that sounds so good and so easy. We're going to put me in it because I'm coming from the single perspective.
Go
ahead. Single and bored, so I spoke to them from time to time.
Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Come on now, I tell him myself.
He's but filthy. I do think of shame.
He's stupid. But I did have an ex that you know. I had an ex, and him and his ex from when they were 15, 16, no, excuse me, when they were in college, they still talk to this day, still had conversations, still called every 2 weeks to check on each other, make sure each other's fine, and this, that, and the third. And throughout the relationship, I saw that as a huge red flag because I was just like, so you still have conversations with this person? This person's married with children. You're over here in a whole relationship, but y'all are still friends. And
did her husband know that this relationship existed, this friendship?
To a certain extent, she ain't tell him everything
because
she knew he would go crazy. Absolutely. But I do think that there are people on the other side of the coin that's gonna be like, yo, I'm best friends with my ex. There are some people, God bless y'all, that are able to do that and be friends with that person. But the thing is, it also depends on how you love and how you walked away from the relationship. If you walked away from the relationship on a high note where y'all can still be cool and there not still be feelings there, bet. But let's be 100%. There's going to be all types of beef. If I was with you and I cared about you and we're no longer together, it takes time for that. Mm-hmm. Wendy, that's my homie. Me and him, we hang out from time to time. Yo, that one, that took 2 years before I could even say his name without, be around him without having issues or feelings pop up. Mm-hmm. Now we can hang out. If I go to Brooklyn and we go to the theater or something, we hang out, we chill out, nothing. It's just friendship. But I had to get past the feelings part. And a lot of people don't allow themselves to get past that to be able to get to that point to say, yo, I want to be friends with this person. But yeah, I mean, I don't have to be friends with them.
Right. Yeah. No, that's valid. Yeah, it depends on the maturity level. It depends on how the relationship ended, you know, and if someone is truly over someone. Like, for example, like that person that was, she's married, but yet she's still entertaining this person, but she's not letting her husband know the extent. You know, I always say, be careful with what you think serves your ego, right? Because what serves your ego a lot of times can do more harm than good in the long run. So yeah, you have this little dirty secret that makes you feel good, right? It's like, all right, you know, this guy's showing interest in me. You know, your husband probably works a lot. You guys got kids. So the intimacy level is diminished.
Real life is happening.
Right, because real life is happening over here. And this guy is really like your escape. He's your fun.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Until you make that decision one day to say, hey, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go with my fun. And then when you get with your fun, what you realize is no longer fun anymore, because now what's fun has become exactly what's over here to the left. It's responsibility.
Yes. Right?
It's having to show up every day. It's bills. Yes. It's having to be emotionally, mentally, and financially present. And now you find out fun is not fun. Right? And, you know, you should have just kept it over here for all of that.
That's what happens when people cheat. It's the same thing that happens when they cheat. And then they go over to the other side because they think the grass is greener. That always happens.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of cases like that. You know, and I got a lot of female friends too, you know, and I'm not naming names, of course, out of respect for them, but I've known a couple who, you know, same situation, man. It's like, yo, you know, they marry, they dip off with some dude, he's their escape, it's fun, passion, sex, intimacy, you know, all of that, you know, dates without any real sense of responsibility. You go home to reality, and then they leave the husband, they go with the dude. And they find out, like, sometimes that's worse than what they had because it's like reality sets in, you know, all the responsibilities of life. So I always say, be careful with these little things that you feel serve your ego.
These gateways, yes.
Yeah, you know, which serves your ego, you know. And then, you know, I mean, not to get too deep, but we did do, shout out to Dr. Carla Marie Manley, because we did an episode on soulmates, soul ties, and twin flames. And she really broke all that down so eloquently. And we're going to have her on for another episode, too. But she spoke about those things, you know, how sexual intimacy, like most people just look at it at the physicality, but they don't look at the spiritual exchange, right? And a lot of times it's like, you know, intimacy. She broke it down. She said intimacy at its root, into me. You're coming into me. right? Yeah. And you know, it's not just physical, it's spirit, it's a spiritual exchange, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, right?
But you're laying down with
this person, right? It does. And then you know, you start to create and develop these soul ties with people. And it might not even be necessarily that, you know, this is your person. It's really that, yo, y'all just have that sexual spiritual exchange, and that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? And people get it twisted and they're like, oh, this is my person. You know, and it's not your person. It's just you're caught up in that tie that you have with that person.
Of course.
And chances are, if you start to get intimate with someone else, you probably feel the same thing, the same fleeting high and same fleeting feeling. You know, so it's like
fleeting because it's not gonna last.
Hey man,
once reality comes in, people get bored.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, man. People start showing their true colors. You know what I'm saying?
We're older now. It's not cute no more.
Yeah.
When we were in our 20s, it was fun to be sloppy and stupid. But when you get past a certain age, you just look dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's true, man. I got feedback from a lot of people on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them, like, what did they think about it, you know, like, in terms of, you know, what they would do, right? So we're going to go through a couple here, man.
Ah, shucky ducky.
Yeah, let me pull them up. Let me go in here.
Because I can only imagine.
Yeah, all right. So this is a male. He said, I wouldn't care unless you using my plug. He responded to something else. That was the second part. No, that's
I was about to say.
Yeah. Hold on.
Don't get that away yet.
Yep. Let's see.
Yeah. I think a big part of it too, it gets crazy when you sit there and you just kind of, when those doors are open. And shout out to people that can be platonic friends with their exes. Cool. But there's always going to be somebody looking at you sideways. There's always going to be someone in that twofold that's like, what if? Dang, I miss this person. Damn, maybe we can try again because she's so cool.
Right. Especially if they felt that y'all had a connection. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and let's keep it 100, man. Like, yo, we're human beings. So we go through different emotions, right? Whether it's, you know, emotional, you're lonely, right?
Yeah.
For lack of better words. Like, I mean, that word sounds so weak, right? So people are like, I'm lonely. Right. It sounds real like whack, right? Like, damn, man, you fucked up. Like, you lonely, really, bro? But that's what it is, right? Some people are lonely emotionally.
Yeah.
Some people are lonely spiritually. Some people are lonely sexually.
True.
And what you got to realize is that there are people that are predatory. They prey on that, right? They're predatory. You got men and women alike that are predatory like that, right? Yo, you got dudes that prey on lonely women, right, to get sex, right? So they tell them everything they want to hear, all these sweet nothings just to hit it and quit it, right?
Yeah.
Then you got females that are predatory on men financially. They're like, oh, this dude is a simp. He's a sap. Yo, I'm going to get in this dude's pockets. You know what I'm saying? This is what they do. So it's like, yo, you got to peep game, man. See through the bullshit. See through the banter and realize, like, yo, don't get got, because it's way many people out here, you know what I'm saying, just trying to take advantage of people. And it's good people, too. So you just got to find people that are in alignment with your belief system.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let me hold on.
About what the people are saying in these streets.
Yeah.
How we got to do this live.
Of course, man. Of course.
This live, like either on like TikTok or Insta, mm-hmm. but we got to do this live.
Let's do it. We can do that. Yeah, that's a fact.
Check in, and it's all the different, and then we can add someone to the screen, and then we can all have this, like, because I feel like we be having such dope ass conversations, and it's like,
of course. That's a fact. That's a fact, man. All right, so this is from a brother. He said, laughing emoji. Good topic for discussion. But I'm taking my other... that's not it. Oh, no. He said, all right. I went back to the other... All right, he said, good topic, but hell no. Just leads to possible unnecessary drama. So he's saying he would not tell his lady. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is against that. He doesn't believe that you should. What's your thoughts on that?
Ooh. That's breeding untrust. And even if it was harmless on... The whole transaction of reaching out to one another could have been mad harmless, but you turning it into deceit. So now I'm looking at you sideways, because if you're going to lie about something small like this,
What it's else are like, you lying about?
You know what I mean? It's like, if your ex is sending you nudes, I understand if you're like, nah, I don't need to say anything. But if your ex is just reaching out and saying, oh, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Shut the shit down. Let me know that you shut the shit down and keep it moving. Not telling me means either you scared that I'm going to go crazy or I'm going to overreact and make too much and ask too many fucking questions. Because a lot of men don't want to answer the questions.
Of course. So let's
think about that too. But that's just creating unnecessary drama for no reason.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's like, you know, I feel like, yo, just put the cards on the table. Like, this is what it is, you know? And, I think at its core, everybody wants to feel wanted.
Yes.
Right? Nobody wants to feel like, you know, they ain't got no swag, that they can't pull a dude or they can't pull a chick. Right? Like, nobody wants to be that person, right? Like, that's a terrible life to live. So, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to feel like, yo, I still got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but, you know, like I said, just there's a certain level of responsibility that comes along with that. You know what I mean? Let's see what else was said here.
And I can say this. I know that I have absolutely told an ex that someone reached out to me, but that was really just to make them jealous because they were getting on my nerves.
Really?
I'm just like, I still got it and you acting stupid, so somebody else want me, so whatever. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Probably being the petty Betty and acting silly. And then also being like, so how you going to respond? I think that's something also a lot of women get a kick out of, watching their man slip out about somebody, you know, because it's like, ooh, he's so protective and jealous.
But see, that's that shit.
It's that shit, but it's the games we play. It's the games that we play.
Yeah, man, like that's, I'm pulling these things up here.
But it all just boils down to ego, bro. It all boils down to ego.
Yep. Yeah, it's true. Did you get any feedback from your peoples? Because I'm looking up these now.
So I was talking to my girlfriend who works next door, because I'm at the salon right now. So I was talking to my girlfriend that works next door, and she was like, it really depends on the level in our relationship. Like, are you my man or are you my man? She was like, if you my man, absolutely, I'm going to tell you. If you just my man, I don't think I'm going to tell you. And I was like, so why not? And she was like, really, it's just unnecessary headache and drama that I'd like to avoid. And I was like, I hear you on that. She was like, you know, who wants to be sitting there fighting with somebody who's jealous because someone reached out to them? You know the partner you picked. You know their issues. You know their Achilles. You know their insecurities. So if I can, I get where homeboy was like, hell no. But maybe it was just like, it's all in delivery. Because if you legit was like, yo, babe, such and such reached out to me, but, you know, it was mad platonic and chill. Like, here's a text. All we want is extra transparency. Once you give us extra transparency, there's no issue. There's no problem.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool. I agree with that.
Overshare.
Like, I agree with that.
Which is why she reached out to me. I'm going to block her once we get off the phone, all right? Babe.
That. Keep it real. Yeah.
Keep it on it and overshare and be like, there is no possible threat.
Yeah.
Once you hide it, then it feels like it's a threat there.
It's some nonsense. Yeah. Like, that's deception. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is deception. It's like, all right, why are you hiding that?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If it ain't nothing, it ain't nothing to it, then say less. Say that. Like, put that out there so it ain't really like a thing. You know, I think people make it a thing because they know it is a thing.
Yep.
Right? And just like you said, which is facts, and I'm glad you said that, it's like, yo, it's ego stroking at best. It's self-serving. Like, oh, I still got it. Like, but this is a bum-ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a bum. Or she's, you know, or vice versa. Like, yo, she's a bum. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't deal with her because of whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I don't know. For me, it was always like, ew. Like, get out of here. Because I'm, like, the way my brain works is, like, I see the full picture.
Yeah.
So, like, you got a lot of dudes and women that operate from a space of lust.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like, man, I'm just gonna hit that. It don't even matter. For me, it's like I see the totality of it, right? So I always saw it like, yo, this chick is like mad annoying. Absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? Or like, oh, this chick was just always depressed and like gloom and doom, hell no, she's just mad draining. I'm like, yo, nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I gotta constantly elevate. You know, but you got some people where they don't care. They're like, And let me just get that again.
But wait, let me ask you this scenario. What if she broke up with you because she said you wasn't mature or some other shit that had you completely going into your bag and your feelings? And now her reaching back out to you to be like, yo, you were the best thing I ever had. I didn't realize how good I had it. That's ego stroking on another level. And that's not going to be on some fuck out of here. You're going to be like, you know what I mean? Like,
nah, because you know what it was? Because
when y'all get hurt, y'all curl into a ball and y'all stop loving until you are feel safe again to love again.
Well, everybody's different, right? The way I look at things is like everything's a level up. So, like, in a case like that, I wouldn't feel like that because I'm always going to level up. So that means the chick that came after her has more than her. So she's better than her. So it's like, I'd be like, all right, that's cool. I'm glad you feel that way. Have a nice day. Because you're a bum. Like, you know what I'm saying? Compared to what I have now, like, I'm always going to level up. Like, I'm never going to level down. So that's nice. But it's like, yo, like, you... How can, like, what do you have? Like, okay, you're saying that. That's very nice of you. You're a kind woman, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, what do you have? Do you own real estate? Do you have investments? You know, what is your ambition like? What are your goals like? What do you talk about? Do you stimulate me mentally? Like, what do you want out of life? What are you getting out of life? Is every day a struggle for you? Or are you motivated? Are you inspired? That's the stuff that turns me on. Because I'm a hustler. So it's like, for someone like me, who's very ambitious, those are the type of things that I like. Those are the type of conversations I like. And if we're not in alignment with that, and it's just like Debbie Downer, and you don't got nothing going on, and it's always gloom and doom, you
gotta
go.
Fix me.
Yeah, like, ew, that shit is so unattractive, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, you know, it's not about money, but it's about goals, right? Like, where's your life going? Like, what are you about? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't give me the verbal judo bullshit. Like, yo, show me. I want to see like checks and balances. Like, what do you have? You know what I'm saying? Like, what value do you add to my life? I know I got hella value to add.
Yeah.
So I don't have time to entertain bums. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just the reality
that's
of it.
Real. Are y'all getting this, people? My man said the level up. So whoever, if I got rid of you then, it was for a reason. For so a I'm reason. Going to the next level. And they're better than you. So why am I even entertaining you? That's real.
You understand? And I think when people...
But you're coming from a good place mentally, though.
Right. No, you got to know your worth. You got to know your worth. And that's one thing that I'll say to everybody is understand that. Like, that's important. Know your worth and add tax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Know your worth and add tax. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for people out here who talk a good one, but they don't add value to your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you got to do, like, I call it, like, you know, social inventory. Like, look at your relationship and be like, yo, what value do you add to my life? This is a real thing. Like, not to sound cold, but yo, fuck love. Like, seriously, like, people get caught up in love. Like,
learned
oh, I
learned that now as I'm older. I learned that. It ain't about
fuck
that
love,
no more.
Yo, like, seriously, like, yo, people be like, oh, I love her. I love him. But he's a deadbeat.
But we gonna be in a corner in a shivering cold with fucking raggedy ass kids.
Yeah.
Talking about we love each other.
Man,
what?
Listen, man. Or she broke. Or he always depressed. She always depressed. They ain't got nothing to bring to the table except hard times and heartache. Every conversation is just bullshit. It don't go nowhere. Like, fuck love, yo. Like, love is cool, but love is not all inclusive. So there has to be other tangibles. Bills gotta get paid. What's your salary look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, spiritually, you need someone who could pour into you. If you're not a religious person, you damn sure should be in alignment with some type of spirituality because you need that to get through this life. Does this person enhance you when you pick up the phone and you have this exchange spiritually? Are they pouring into you? Or are they always draining you? Are you always hanging up the phone like feeling worse than you did when you took that fucking call from this person? Right. But you love them. Right? You love him. You love her. But they ain't doing shit for you, man.
Yo,
like, get out of here.
That is so real. What love got to do with it, bro? That's
time
so
for that.
Real.
Listen, life is too short to be surrounded by bums. Whether you're in a relationship with them, whether they're your friends, whether they're your family. Like, yo, you got to level up. Level up and have these conversations and, you know, move more strategically, not with emotion. You know what I mean? Like, emotions are very fleeting. You know what I'm saying? Very fleeting. You know? Yeah. So... You know, that's the reality.
That was
Family Feud. Good answer, boo.
Just dropping gems. That's real, because I do think that as we get older and as we understand more about life, we can't blame anyone else for the stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
We can't blame my parents. We can't blame what happened from so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Now you have to take social inventory and responsibility for the action that you are. You're causing your effect. Like, if this keeps happening to you, all right, take inventory here, there, and there. Figure out what's going on that you keep attracting that ex and this, that, and the third. Now you got me like, I may block a mofo. Now you got me thinking like, I was just like, on board. It's a cool little conversation.
Yeah, but it's a waste, because you know what it is?
But it's a waste, you're right.
Yeah, because you don't, you know what? Time is the biggest blessing that we have. Yeah, and we're blessed. Yo, every day that you wake up, you're blessed. The fact that you open your eyes, the fact that your fingers work, just the little tangibles that we have, right? Your limbs work, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you're able to walk. You're not in a wheelchair. You know, your eyes work. You're not blind. You know, you don't need a cane. Like, yo, you are blessed and highly favored. So at the end of the day, don't take that blessing of time and of life for granted. Messing with mess that God done already pulled you out of.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Every day that you... You know what I'm saying? And this is the thing, right? A lot of times, people always blame the other person, but they don't take ownership for their level of participation in mess. So you can't go around saying like, yo, she trash, she for the streets. Yeah, dog, but you kept going back to her. Mm-hmm. What's your role in this, sir? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Females, oh, he wasn't shit. Yeah, but you kept entertaining it. What's your role, ma'am? What's your level of ownership for your behavior and participation in bullshit?
But that's the shit now, though, Kyle. People are not... If you're still having these same entertaining situations where this stuff is continue the circle of negativity and the cycle of insanity keeps happening, and you're not taking inventory on yourself, bruh, that's the worst position you can be in.
What up? Yeah, those are people that don't take accountability. They take that's victimhood, right?
Yeah.
Those are people who, you know, everybody else is a problem except for them. Let them tell it, yo, the world and did them wrong, but they don't take the time to tell you about what they did wrong.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And like those people are dangerous. And I advise everybody to run the fuck away from those kind of people because those people are toxic. Yeah. And it's like everybody else is the problem except for them.
Facts.
That's you know, and then what's gonna happen is you entertain the bullshit, you just gonna be another chapter in a book of bullshit. You know, they going to the next person. Oh, I was done so wrong. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like everybody did everything wrong to you, and what did you do?
Do nothing.
Right. Like, stop it. Cut it out. Like, stop the cap, like, man.
That. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know what's crazy? Like, you know what's crazy? Like, love will make you do dumb shit, right? So, like, you'll turn a blind eye to all that.
Yes.
And motherfuckers just be gullible, like, word? Like, yo. Like, you know, shorty spewing game, dude spewing game. Word? They did that to you? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm different. I'm here to change all that.
But that's also to get in.
Yes!
Let me have that game. Let me get in. So, let me show you that I'm different. His name was Johnny. My name, Bob. We different people in the street, but we really the same motherfucker because you keep attracting us, dumb.
The dudes is just lusting. You know, some chicks out here just running game, right? Yeah. They toxic as fuck. Yep. And, you know, it's just a freaking mess, man. So I just say, you know, protect your energy.
Facts.
At all costs, man. No one has time to entertain this circus out here. There's a lot of jokers out here.
If you have time, then you need to get a new hobby. Watch a podcast, listen to a sermon, do something, go for a walk, go for a run. If you have the time to sit there and entertain the victimhood, you have to figure out better ways of using your time because you're just killing yourself slowly. Like, come on.
Yeah, I say, like you said, I agree with you, cuz, like, yo, invest in yourself, you know, and like you said, that's how you do it. Like, there's so many free resources out there. I mean, you got so many podcasts, like our podcast is one of them, but, you know, we talk about motivational things, talk about building people up. Yo, feed your spirit, feed your soul with things that are great for you, you know what I mean, like, and build you up, and, you know, break these
give back.
Yeah.
Go to a homeless shelter. Go down to a soup kitchen. If you got that much time on your hands to continuously entertain the bullshit, you got enough time to go do something to help somebody else so that you can actually level up within, so that externally it happens as well. Like,
facts. Facts, man. Facts. All right, here's another one that the listener said. It depends on the relationship, because every relationship is different. If you and your partner are transparent and tell each other everything, then it's good to be honest, upfront, and let them know. Just to play devil's advocate, how would it affect your relationship if you didn't entertain the text, call, or DM, etc.? Just figured it was not worth disclosing.
Oh, so if you just deleted it and didn't even tell them that it even came through.
Right.
I mean, I think that is a level of maturity, because you're like, I don't even want to read this. I'm not even going to take that. Let me just erase that. But you can't just erase it. You got to erase and block.
Mm-hmm.
Because that can get to a point where it's
like, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, damn, why are you getting rid of evidence?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah, that can be difficult. I can say this: my girlfriend, her boyfriend found some DMs on her Facebook page because they share an account, and he was just like, "I understand that you're not with these people no more, but them sending you good morning texts, God bless, this, that, and the third, can be a little silly, and I think it's open ended." And me and her actually got into an argument about it because she felt it was harmless if they were sending hellos and this, that, and the third. And I said to her, I was like, I'm going to be 100% with you. I feel like you're ego stroking right now.
Mm-hmm. All the listeners, man, y'all need to listen to what she's saying right now. Because that's so honest and so real and so raw. Because a lot of times, men and women, a lot of times they deflect. And they be like, it's just innocent. But no, it's exactly what you said. It's ego stroking. They entertain it because it makes them feel validated, makes them feel worth something. And if you need that to make you feel validated, then you got to figure out what's going on with you.
Exactly. And she got so angry at me. And I was like, so let's be. I was like, you know, I'm that friend. We can go toe for toe because I love you. If I love you, we going to go toe for toe because I know that there's something great in you. There's something great in me. We pull it out of each other. So I'm going to call you on your shit. And I said to her, I was like, hun, if the shoe was on the other foot, you would never want him having all these people reaching out to say good morning and this,
facts,
that. Like, come on. I was like, you're being hypocritical and you're being a dude right now because you're entertaining and, this was months ago and, he said that. It don't matter. They still have access to you. You're still responding.
Talk, man. Like,
the thing is, it was different ones on her DM. So it wasn't like
how many? If you had to guess, how many?
Oh, it was only like three. It was like two or three.
Three too many.
You're so silly, but it is. And I told her, I was like, let's be 100%. Once you are a wife, because they are planning on getting engaged, I was like, once you are a wife, all of that should be gone.
Facts.
Like, she's actually on a group chat, with him and some other people. And I just was like, that's a lot of access to you. We trust you. I trust you. Your man trusts you. But, and then the other dude, he actually married someone. I don't even know what's going on with that. But it's just, I was like, honey, I was like, it feels like you're stroking your ego because he hurt you. And now that he's like all in your face, how you doing? Good morning. You know what that's about.
Yeah.
That's also just trying, it's not even sexual access. It's just trying to see, am I still in your brain?
Yes.
You know what I mean? You still think about me? Am I still on your brain? But I told her, I was like, you got this great guy over there and you still over here entertaining fools. Mm. So that don't have nothing to do with the great guy. That's your stuff.
Yeah. And you know, I think too, like, you know, people need to establish the difference between someone valuing you and someone just wanting to use you. Right. There's a big difference because people use people in many different ways. People can use people financially. Mm-hmm. People can use people emotionally just to call them up and just dump all their garbage on them. And people can use people sexually. And right. I think that, you know, a lot of times women who are emotionally vulnerable, they fall victim to that because they're like, this I was intimate with this guy. He wants me. He wants to fuck me. That doesn't mean he values you. You know, like that means he just wants what he wants, the physicality, the exchange. And then if you allow this guy to keep coming back and be intimate with you and using up your body, you know, that's not a win. You losing, ma. You know what I'm saying? Because all you are is another soundbite in the streets.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another dude to say, yo, I hit that. You know what I mean? Cool. You know, you just building up your body count with something that you know is not going to work. So, very weird. Very strange.
Very true. Everyone's emotional crazy. Be just out here in these streets trying to get chose. People want to get chose. People sad, people lonely, people get bored. Like, I've gotten bored, but you snap out of it at a certain point if you're healthy enough. You can take once in the blue, but once you get back to that moment where you just kind of like, yo, it just don't even make no sense.
Yep. Yeah.
This person is still the same person.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, I mean, I just got to call a spade. At that point, you're the problem. When someone shows you who they are, and you see the behavior, you see the patterns, and you know it, and you still willingly participate in that, you're now the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're the problem. You can't keep blaming, you know, this person, that person, and you know what it is, right? Yeah. So, ownership. Yeah. All right, I'm going to quote one more person, then we're going to go into the next topic. This person says, okay. So, personally, I don't keep in touch with exes. I literally no longer know those men. Access denied, like cut off, blocked, etc. I've experienced a dude showing up to my house because he couldn't get to me by phone. And I did let the current person I was dating at the time know. This isn't a black and white question, though. As the person in a relationship, why would they feel it's okay to entertain a conversation from an ex, taking into consideration you are in a new relationship? If the shoe were on the other foot, we all want that same consideration and respect. The nature of the conversation, an ex could have called to apologize without an expectation just to clear the air, but it's still an issue. I don't have a problem saying I got a call a day and this was the nature of the conversation. Transparency is important in any lasting relationship. Open communication is important. Mm-hmm. Valid?
Yeah. Right. Straight to the point. Because if they call to say I'm sorry, say my ex reached out to my brother and had the conversation with him, and I just was like, I was happy that my brother was open with me and was like, yo, this person reached out and was saying they gotta apologize and they just gotta figure out how to, and they were asking for ways to go about it. But it still was punkish because it was like, yo, don't do that. Don't go through different channels. Like,
it's corny.
Let it be. Let it be. Like, just move on. Only that's the only person I blocked as well on all platforms. All my other exes, they got access to me, but you know, only two reach out. But that last one, I blocked him on all platforms because I cared so much. And the way things went down, I was like, yeah, this person no longer deserves access to me. So I cut off everything.
So let me ask you this. This is a great question. We be having some fire conversations, man.
Ah, yeah, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you mentioned blocking, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a segment of people who, when they break up with their exes for whatever reason, they go through this thing where they block them, then they unblock them. Then they block them, then they unblock. So what is your take on that? People that they block, then unblock, they block, then unblock. It's like they playing basketball. The Kimbo, hey, block with the finger. Block. I never understood that, like, why the indecisiveness? Like, as a female, why would a female decide to do that? Why wouldn't they just permanently close that door and block it?
Well, I mean, the blocking and unblocking is because I know you watching my stories. So I'm going to show you that you no longer have access, but just playing. All right, now you can look, stroke my ego real quick. Show me that, because now Instagram is going to switch up. I just read that they're going to allow you to see who viewed your stories and who looked on your page. So they want to see who looking, because now you're telling me, oh, he was on my page, and they tell you how many times they were on your page. So if he was on my page,
Instagram does that.
They're about to start doing it. I'll send it to you so you can see who's stalking.
People gonna get exposed, man.
Yes,
but that's good. But you know what? That's good for their asses. Whoever's a creep, yo, man.
just lurking.
Yo, I know we don't got no creeps that listen to this podcast, but you know, y'all could tell any creeps that y'all know. Yo, stop lurking on people's social media, man. Y'all are some weirdos, B. Like, seriously, like, you know, like, come on, man.
Like, why?
Yeah, stop. Like, stop being weird, B.
Stop,
you know what I'm saying?
Weird.
Yeah, man.
Real, and that's what happens. And then before you know it, you sitting there like, what's going on? Absolutely. It's nuts.
Wow.
So much. So the females that are blocking and unblocking, it's really just they're playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that person is going to try to find to look. I remember my ex, he was like, yo, he reached out to me after he broke. He was like, yo, T, you blocked me on social media? It's been a few days. Like, unblock me. I know you was upset and that's the reason you blocked me, but now we cool again. You can unblock me. I was like, we're not cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to take your number off here. Mm-hmm. Like, but again, the blocking and unblocking, that's just a game girls play sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
Silly because you might as well just keep it open if you're going to do all that foolishness.
Right. If you're still going to get a person access to you, then like I said, yeah. That's not very intelligent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not very intelligent.
But
like,
they don't want the person not being there. They like the idea of having the game.
Yes, exactly. But they want to pretend like they're so disgusted by it and it was so problematic. But yet, you know, I always say, don't believe what people say. Believe what they do.
Yeah.
Right. A dude could tell you like, yo, man, I don't like that chick like that, B, right? But if he's all in her comments and you know, all of it ain't what it seems. You know, a chick could be like, yo, this is yada, yada, yada. But if she's still entertaining, it ain't what it seems. You know what I'm saying?
Very,
so,
true. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, but so.
Because they love it. So they playing the game being stupid. Hey.
It's low self-esteem.
Yeah.
I'm a low self-esteem, right? All right, so before we wrap it up, we just got to get into this next one. This was a subtopic.
The subtopic.
If I introduce you to a restaurant and we break up, don't go there again. I'll let you attack that first. We didn't get any feedback from the listeners on this because we didn't send this out, so this is going to be our feedback. So I'll let you go first. What's your take on that?
Yo, straight facts, because one, I don't want to run into your bum behind. I don't want you enjoying this delicious cuisine that I put you on to.
That's how you come in.
No, you don't get to have the pizza or the amazing steakhouse that I took you to that was a hole in the wall, the French restaurant. No, you get none of that because I put you on to that. Because basically, let's be real, men are creatures of habits. All they're going to do is take the next one there.
Of course. That's what one of the guys said.
No, it's so whack for that. Like, yo.
Yeah, we did get feedback on that. Yeah, wait. He said, good topic for discussion, but I'm taking my other bitches there for sure. LOL.
And that's why we be like, nah, you can't go there. Nah. Yo, that's real. But that's the truth. You don't get to have that cuisine no more. Fuck out of here. Nah,
I mean, nah. But all right, look, how I feel is like, look, man.
Can't go to Brooklyn Chop House no more. No.
Listen, what you had is what you had, right? Like, and this is just me, right? Is that really fair to the new, like, I'll say it from a guy's perspective. You get with a new girl, right? And let's say that she loves this particular restaurant. And then you come and say, yo, like, I'm sorry, we can't go here because me and my ex used to go here. Like, that just sounds crazy to your new person. Because it's like, so let me get this straight. Our quality of life is now going to be impacted based upon a bum bitch that you used to date. So now we have all of these restrictions based upon some shit that didn't even work for you. But that dysfunctional shit is still causing dysfunction presently in our relationship because you have all of these restrictions. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. But I think it also depends on how the conversation is laid out. Like, yo, I used to go there all the time with my ex. That place played. Let's try something new. I would love to go here. Da, da, da. It's all in delivery. We say that to y'all all the time.
Yeah, but that's game. That's not keeping it 100% real. That's just verbal judo to make some mess sound better than what it is. It's still a pig at the end of the day. You're just putting lipstick on it.
But I'm telling
you, like, oh, you know, yo, baby, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like that that skit on Carl Thomas' first album. He's like, but she was like the sky and the green and the blue. Da-da. Da-da. It's a whole bunch of nothing.
I know. It's a whole bunch of nothing. I hear you, but I mean, yeah. I can't fault him if he was like, nah, I don't want to go there because we ate there all the damn time and it's plain. I ain't mad at that. I mean,
it's
I get it.
It's old. And if the food is banging, the shrimps is crispy, the red snap is good, we can't have that. Cause you and Bobby Lee ain't work out. We can't go there. I can't have the Cajun gumbo shrimp because
go get some Cajun gumbo shrimp from somewhere else.
It ain't the same.
But let's be real, memories do circulate when you do things with a certain person, especially if you were together for a long time.
Yeah, but where does it stop? Then I'm saying if you really had a real relationship and you were doing things like traveling, you were going places, like, all right, like if you really had a valid relationship like that, yo, and that was the barometer, you wouldn't be able to do much shit. Like, you'd be like, all right, can we go to McDonald's? No. Then you'd be like, oh, can we go to McDonald's? No. Like, what can we do? Sit in the house?
Come on.
That's valid.
One restaurant, though, if it's one restaurant, we could be like, nah, we don't have to go back there.
That's the problem. It's normally not just one. It's more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's also like coming up and saying, yo, I used to do all this with my ex. Then, nigga, you need to go back to them if you're going to keep telling me about this person.
I agree with you.
Place that you're like, nah, I went there too many times with my ex.
I just feel like that's kind of whack. Like, I just feel like, yo, you should be over that motherfucker. Like, yo, don't come talking to me about y'all was holding hands in the moonlight and, you know, you get flashbacks.
What if you were holding hands in the moonlight after y'all just finished having a delicious scrumptious spread?
Listen, man, yo, like people down south, that used to was a rooster, okay? That's old. Yeah, used to was a rooster. That's what it used to be.
Nigga, what we call
hey, man, listen. That's what they say down south. Used to was a rooster, right? Yeah, that's old. That's what you used to do, right?
That country shit. Like, look.
It's like, you want to level up or you want to stay there? Because you can go back to poverty.
That's not leveling up by going backwards to go to some random ass spot you eat with this person. That ain't leveling up.
No, if the food spot is good, right? Now, listen, like in New York, like, we got elite restaurants. Like, there's some restaurants. Right. So I'm saying, like, if it's a popular restaurant, you know, I don't know, man.
We can find another restaurant. Brooklyn Chop House is delicious, but I can still go to what's the other one? What's the one? Philippe Chow's. We gonna still have a great time over there. It may not be exactly the experience I had at Brooklyn Chop House, but I can still have an amazing, incredible spread over there, and we get to create new memories. Don't take no old, dusty, rusty restaurant that you went to just because it's your favorite and you went there with your ex. No.
Listen, man. So what did the people do that? Wait. So what did the people do that are thoughts? Like, men. Wait. What did the men and women that are thoughts do? Because, you know, thoughts move at a very high pace. So let's say that they've been to like at least 30 restaurants. What do they do?
And they already know on the menu. They don't say nothing. They just eat. Oh, the crispy prawns is popping.
Like, how you know that? Like, oh, it's Wednesday. They don't serve that today.
How you know? I was here before. My girlfriend Google. And I Google. We had lunch. You know.
Yo, man.
A girl's night out. You know. Wanted to say I did a solo date.
Oh, my God. Man.
Which is actually kind of bomb when you go on a solo date. You get dressed up and you just go and you eat by yourself.
Just do your thing, yeah.
I do those. I like those.
That's cool. Yeah, sometimes, man. Yeah, you know, it's good to do that, man. Just go on chill. Yeah, it's a fact, man.
That could be what the thoughts were doing. They were going on social dates.
No, I doubt it. But
yeah. You're stupid. That's cute, though. But
Look, yo, that is funny, man. Yeah. Well, look, this was dope, cuz I think we put it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Bong, 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 man. We're going to start bringing on the guests, too. Like, we'll switch it up to have them come on and stuff like that, man. So, this was dope, man. This was dope.
Always great speaking to your audience because we got some smart people that listen to the podcast.
Yo, that's a fact. And big announcement, too. We got Sync Music Mondays coming. So, that's what me and my man JS, a.k.a. The Best. That's
going to
be huge. That's going to be fire, man. So, y'all got to tap into that. Even if you're not a musician, we got motivational content that we incorporate with music. We educate artists on financial literacy in regards to music. So how to monetize your music, how to basically scale it. So, I mean, it's going to be fire, man. We got a lot of big famous guests coming on there lined up. So,
love it. Yeah, love it.
We locked in, man. So, yo, tell the people what you got going on, cuz. What's popping with you? What's going on?
What we doing, Tamika? What we doing? Well, I'm going to be one of the lead hairstylists on Raising the Sun. That's going to be performed at Public Theater. I'm super excited about
awesome,
that.
Awesome.
Love that. So, if y'all want to see some great, amazing hairstylings on some great actors, come see us at the Public. That's starting I think mid-September, late September. That, all the bomb ass weddings, traveling as always, and then just doing more of these great podcasts. My girlfriend, she does one about love and relationships. She's a love coach.
Okay.
So I'm doing those with her, and I'm gonna tag it and put it on at Hair by Sadiku on Instagram.
Hey,
or you can check out my website, www.TamikaSadiku.com. And if you don't get my last name right, Sadiku. Stop calling me Sadiku.
Wait, what is it?
Sadiku. I hate you. I'm saying my cousin's Tamika Sadiku.
Man, listen, man. This stuff be hard, man. I don't know what it is, man. Look, I pronounce it like it's spelled. Oh, shit.
You remember Raphael
Sadiq, yes.
Yes.
Is he still making music? He's dope.
Yes. But. So just say Sadiku.
Sadiku.
There you go.
Wait, Sadiku.
Ooh, bet, bro. Africa. Not even gonna try.
Yo, man. Yo, that's dope. That's dope, cuz. Yo, we lit, man. We lit.
Yo,
shout out to all the listeners, man. We're gonna keep bringing this dope content to y'all, man. So, yo, keep it locked, man.
Love it.
Yeah. Love it. Okay. So much that wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid, Billy Jean, y'all. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.